Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Fellow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Sure glad that was the open instead of my prediction that the Badgers were going to win. Saturday night, Tauscher.
Well, you can't win them all, Vin.
No.
And I think the Xavier McKinney train just keeps on rolling. And you know what we saw yesterday was obviously really impressive that you can find a way to win when your quarterback gets injured and you have to bring in your backup on the road. I know there's always, oh, we could do this better, we could do that better, but really impressive resilient win by the Packers yesterday.
Walk us through a groin injury, Tausch. What does that mean? Is that something that lingers? Is that an issue?
It's definitely an issue. I think, you know, unfortunately for me, I have really good experience in this. We were playing in the Metrodome, and I went to block somebody, and I felt, something very miserable. I played the next play, and then I could not walk. It ended up almost being disconnected. So I missed, I think, 4 weeks with that. Yeah, tore off the bone. I don't want to get too graphic in the morning here, but
that can happen.
That's how that shook out. What's that?
That can happen.
I unfortunately can tell you about that. And then you go and you get it scanned. So I think the good news is Jordan was able to, it looked like that happened really early in the game. I want to say it was the first drive that we saw him land. And I thought it was his knee. And then you saw him continue to play and he competed. And I give him so much credit because the easy thing to do is just to stay in there and not, you know, function. Because your ego or whatever, at some point he had that discussion that he was not going to help the team. Because I think if he would have stayed in there in that second half, not being able to move and being as limited as he was, I don't know if they find a way to win yesterday. So kudos to him to kind of keep his ego in check and understand that. Now moving forward, you go get it scanned and you try to figure out how badly it's strained, pulled, whatever it is. And then you have to look at this big picture. You have a bye coming up. I know this is a monster game, and I'm fairly certain, or I know, that Jordan is going to do everything in his power to get out there and play. But you also look and see what Malik has been able to do. I think this is one of those times where you have to, I think as an organization, really make sure, and if I think LaFleur said it, and I told you guys this after he was injured the last time, if he can defend himself, and he can go out there and do it, you go play. But if you can't, you don't. And now with the bye week, I think that's going to factor into this equation even a little bit more.
Well, and just how about, and I mentioned before, Brian Gutekunst again should get a game ball. Because talk about clicking on all cylinders. You brought in Malik Willis, what, right before, right after that first game of the season?
Right before the last preseason game. Yeah.
Your kicker now is 2-for-2, guy who wasn't on the team a week and a half ago, barely. You got Josh Jacobs running up and down the field. They made a difficult decision to kind of sort of lowball a fan favorite and a very productive back in Aaron Jones. I mean, it's working out left and right for Goody.
Everything is turned up the way Goody had hoped. And the thing that's really impressive, I mean, you can all hit on draft picks. You can all make, you know, not every GM can make that big transition from a Hall of Fame quarterback to Jordan, and then Jordan let him develop and have all of the stuff thrown at Goody that he has. That stuff is all kind of in the past. But what is really impressive about what we've seen is he is not just going to stand pat. It would have been the easy thing to do was, well, Sean Clifford, he's in his second year. We really like him. And you know what? If something happens to Jordan, nobody's going to really expect us to do a ton of big things moving into the play, all that stuff. And Goody had such strong belief in this roster that he knew if something happened to Jordan, if it was 2 or 3 weeks or now whatever's going to end up happening this time around, we need to be better at this position. And the same thing goes with the field goal kicker. And you just don't see that. You see a lot more patience in those roles. And what Goody has said was, no, we're ready to win now. And we have to, everybody on this roster has to be ready to do it with us. And if you're not, we're going to go find someone that will be. And that's what we've seen. And man, I don't know if I've ever seen from a backup quarterback spot, not having hardly any time within that system to go win those first two games, obviously against Tennessee and Indy, unbelievable. You have the week to prep. This was just thrown in there, and that tells you how good they feel about what Malik's doing. And to his credit, to stay prepared to make the plays that they did to win that game, man, that was a special day yesterday.
Think about that. Love, 3 wins. Malik Willis, 3 wins. Predict that in the Bold-a-thon.
Nobody said that, and even if we did, I still don't know if we would have passed Bilstead's 10 picks because he's still trending to be under Bolden, which is, you know, an amazing start to the season.
7:58, thanks, Tausch.
You bet.